Howdy, howdy, howdy. Welcome to WMUC FM College Park. This is a new show starting. This is Josh Hananel. You're listening to Roadside Picnic, as always, 5 p.m. on Thursdays. Thank you for tuning in. We will get started very shortly, very shortly, very shortly.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
So yes, this is Josh, and we're back for another show. I think today will be a great one, as always, but, you know, last one of the semester, perhaps, I don't know, we'll see, will I be tuning back in? Of course, man, it's bittersweet. 15 minutes ago, my final class in modern Jewish philosophy ended. But I'm feeling like I still don't know anything. But you know, I'm playing. We're playing some Debussy at the moment. I've been trying to figure out exactly what I should try to get into over the summer, and I think Debussy is where it's at, because I what's it called? My one of my favorite movies. I've played some music by from the movie. I'm sorry, I'm very distracted because there was a hack on our campus. I'm making my own PSA right now. There was a hack on the campus for everyone, actually. So, yes. Okay. But it was actually a worldwide camp, 9,000 schools. Go check it out. But what was strange is that there was no. Like, I was checking the news, there's no news about it. I was like, what is the AP doing? Like, I'm Googling now. They got the Hindustan Times, the Duke Chronicle, the Daily Pennsylvanian, but there's no But this is like a, I guess, people don't really care much about education, I guess, is the deal that we got at the time, right now. But there's not much of what's it called? There's not much sympathy for higher education. But yes, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park. Thank you for putting up with my tardiness. Had to rush over here. You know, I wasn't the one who hacked the system. Just to keep that on your mind. I think today we'll be playing some endings and beginnings. You know, I think it'll be a good show. I was thinking whether I should post on the Instagram about it. You know what? I will. We'll get some Instagram heads to tune in. Wow, 39 listeners. I really appreciate that. But even if it was just one, I would appreciate you. Okay, I took the photo. Check it out. Josh Hananel on Instagram. Here's a tip. If you want people to listen to your radio show, only post it like when you are actually live, because people will forget, even if they really care about you. But if they really, really care about you, then they will set a timer. But sometimes I get busy, so I forget when people are doing it. But I think we got a good, great, fantastic show. You know what? I'm not even gonna make a playlist. It's funny because at the beginning, I used to make like playlists beforehand, but now the inspiration just comes to me. It's some kind of inspiration that just fulfills me with excellent music choices, and then boom, I connect them. But so we'll be playing some good music today. I'll get straight into that. Thank you for tuning in to Roadside Picnic with Josh Hananel.
It's been a long, long time since I've memorized your face. It's been 4 hours now since I've wandered through your place. And when I sleep on your couch, I feel very safe. And when you bring the blankets, I cover up my face. I do. Say it at all, and I won't.
Okay, before I continue with the other gorgeous music, I want to use this moment to talk about the hack on higher education right now as a way to draw in some philosophical ideas, because the only reason that this is happening is because of there's this economic system, you might have heard of it, it runs on capital, if you ask me to define that, you'll have to give me a few minutes. But we just got a text message. Okay, I'll give a PSA. UMD advisory, IT update. Canvas is unavailable nationwide, likely due to a security incident. Wait, how can we trust this, though? How can we trust this email? Experienced in a... Oh, yeah. Thank you for... Somebody just sent a screenshot of the screen. I appreciate that. Wow. But you know what? Boom. Let's play some more gorgeous music. Thank you for tuning in to Roadside Picnic on WMUC.edu.
This is the moment that you know that you told her that you loved her, but you don't. You touch her skin, and then you think that she is beautiful, but she don't mean a thing to me. Yeah, she is beautiful, but she don't mean a thing. It was was vile, it was cheap. And you are beautiful, but you don't mean a thing to me. Yeah, you are beautiful, but you don't mean a thing to me. Yeah, you are beautiful, but you don't mean a thing to me.
Wait. such a misfelt song.
This is Josh Hananel back, and I would like to just, you know, have a brief interlude, listen to some Debussy, some arabesque, and I want to connect back to this idea of beginnings and endings. You know, we're ending the semester. We're ending the school year. For some of us, you know, life still goes on in a similar way. But I was reminded of this thing my mom and I were talking about from this podcast we listened to, where this guy, I think George Saunders, he said life is about it mimics this. A good story to mimic life is if you're at a party and it's you know, it's a really nice party, like all your good friends are there. There's some cool new people. The food, the drink is fantastic. It's grandiose. But somebody comes up to you and says, you're gonna have to leave the party at some point during the night, but you don't know when. Now the question is, does that make the party better or worse? And what they were saying in the podcast was that life is about getting to the point where the party gets better after you know that, because life in this extent is about knowing the end is coming, having that constant awareness of it. But yet you live regardless. Maybe it's absurd. Maybe it's existential. But yet you live. You keep on living. And we place meaning to the things that we interact with in the world. But sometimes we don't always appreciate it. Sometimes we don't appreciate the party. The question is interesting because it seems like this dichotomy, a crazy dichotomy of does the party get worse or gets better? And while we want the party to get better, we often don't make that happen in our everyday life. I know something I struggle with it, but what I was thinking about is most of us don't fall into this nihilistic spiral. Of the party getting worse. but we just kind of remain in this neutral zone where the party has some meaning in some parts of it, but we just kind of are still at the party and nothing really changes. So I want to think about this idea of, can we truly enjoy the party if you know it is going to end at some random point? And you know, it's not a perfect allegory. We know that life will probably end sometime in the future. I mean, yeah, you could die at any moment. I guess maybe a more accurate allegory would be, you will probably leave this party toward the end. But I might have to take you out sometime before that. Because, I mean, that is what life is. I mean, we're in this stasis of constant threat of death, of ending the party. But yes, I think the goal is to get to the point where you have this constant awareness, or you are fully aware of it, but yet you live life fully anyway. You live in the moment. You give 100% of your attention to whatever you are doing. Because if the party is great, and you're just standing there, and you know that you had the potential to be having a different experience, but we could talk about this all night, but we will get into the greatest song of all time soon, very soon.
combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. And our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions of my heart, like why are we here and where do we go, and knock on me so hard. And it's not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll
look at them stars and we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Just might find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do. But if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between, with only two, just me and you. Not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Combination of words I could say, but I will still tell you one thing, we're better together.
Better together. But that is the question when there is no more time. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in today to Roadside Picnic. This has been Josh Hananel, semester 2 of UMD, spring 26. Have a great one. Pay attention to everything that you do in life. Yes, that is a good statement.
She loves pop culture.
Never mind, never mind. We will be playing a different song. Because that one was not actually one that I liked, to be honest. So we'll play a slightly different one. But again, thank you for tuning into the show. Let's see here. Does anybody have any recommendations? That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, I greatly appreciate. It's been a very fun. A very fun experience here. DJing for you all. I hope if you've tuned into my show before, I hope that you've learned some things about me. Hopefully about something that some things that I've talked about. Hopefully I don't talk too much. Hopefully I talk just enough. But I think I know Over by Jeff Buckley is perhaps the best song to play at this moment, because that's what I was originally going to play, but then the song I ended up playing, I was like, nah, I can't end on this. Of course. Yes, that was the reason. But yeah. Let's get going. This song, absolutely devastating. I don't know if the show following me will be, we'll see. Thank you for tuning in to Roadside Picnic. This is WMUC FM College Park. I know it is over, but it is okay. Everything will be alright.
And as I climb into an empty bed, oh well, enough said. I know it's over, still I cling. I don't know where else I can go. Over. Oh, mother, I can feel the soil falling over my head. You see, the sea wants to take me. The knife wants to slit me. Do you think you can help me? Sad veiled bride, please be happy. And